Hey, yo.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it again.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it, Jess.
I want to listen to the Rabbit Hole Podcast.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
This is pasta. This is madness.
The Rabbit Hole
Podcast. You are now listening to The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Alright, let me just... Now this is the moment of truth, because usually what ends up happening is that these things get a little tricky.
Mm-hmm. What's tricky about it?
It's like everything's hooked up and then something doesn't, like, not working properly. But then it's like, oh, just turn it off and turn it back on again, and usually it fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just making sure that that's the case.
In terms of IT support, turn it off, turn it back on.
The hard reset.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Start doing that. Well. It's been a very long time coming. And it's good to be back. Haven't done this in a minute. Like, probably, like...
Couple months,
right?
Yeah, a couple months.
Not for lack of trying.
Nope.
It's not been for lack of trying, mm-hmm. I promise. It's just been... It's been a hectic couple of months with pandemic and new responsibilities, mm-hmm. and work schedules, conflicting work schedules,
yep.
and the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They're partially to blame for this. So yeah, it's just been a mosh posh of everything. But now we're back.
Of course, we always come back around.
Yeah.
Takes a little bit sometimes, but we always come back around.
Yeah, no, I just...
We're like the PATH train. Like, we'll get you there, just we can't always guarantee you when we're going to pick you up.
If you download the app for the PATH,
mm-hmm.
the New York, New Jersey PATH...
Right.
It's pretty accurate.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, there's built-in GPS on the trains now. So usually now it's just, it'll tell you when it's going to be there, like,
oh, okay.
to the minute. Just so everybody knows.
The last time I took the PATH actually was your last shift at the Ferryman.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. And then the last time I took the PATH before that was probably like 5 years ago.
And there was no app back then.
No.
There was no app. None whatsoever.
Nope.
But anyway, this is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me, as always, is Bobby at R. Hansen 817. It is February 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday. Best day of the week, in my opinion. And like I said, we're back, and this is just pretty much just catching up, because we, you know, this is like riding a bike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you ride that bike, you always got some skills. So like we're gonna be all right. But anyway, yeah. So it's February 6th. So the Super Bowl, because mm-hmm. obviously there's football right now. Right now it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. Nice Sunday. It's not that. It's cold, like, not gonna front, but it's not the 0 degree negative number wind chill feeling winter day that a lot of people have experiencing on the East Coast, New York, New Jersey.
No, yeah, it's nice. It's sunny. It's sunny out still. Like, not many clouds.
Sure.
You know, no wind. So it's not horrible. You know what? There are. So I read something that I think it was like in 40 days it will be sunny until 7 o'clock.
This year?
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Oh, I'm so ready.
Mm-hmm.
Hot boy summer's coming, man. I hope everybody's Getting that little workout on.
Oh, dude, I did a sit-up yesterday. Just one.
Just one?
Just one.
You didn't want to blow anything out?
Managing expectations.
Sure.
Just do one, see how I feel. If I like it, I'll do two.
Do two tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the week, you're going to be doing seven.
That's crazy talk, but you know what? Anything's possible.
But yeah, so there's NFL football on right now, but it's the Pro Bowl, so nobody really, like, I feel like the degenerates care about the Pro Bowl. Sorry. But I feel like
it's tradition to blind bet the over in the Pro Bowl.
But I mean, but you know what I'm saying. It's just like...
Oh, yeah. In my degenerate defense, it's not on the TV.
This is true, but...
That's how little I care about it. You just throw $25 on the over for the Pro Bowl because it's tradition.
I get it.
It's like doing Super Bowl. It's like doing Super Bowl boxes.
Right.
Like the box pools.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, just throwing it out there.
The three college basketball games I bet before you got here, that might be making me a degenerate. And that's fun.
That's fair. You know what? I think you would be a full-on degenerate if, like, you had the game on. You know the people that are at the bar, like, they're hooting and hollering, and they're yelling. I'm like, it's the Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
it's flag football.
Yeah, and it's the Pro Bowl in Orlando. It's not even the Pro Bowl in
Hawaii,
where, like, it used to be like, oh, cool, vacation away with, like, the family or whatever it is. Now it's like, oh, Orlando.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got family in Orlando.
True.
You can go see that.
Mm-hmm.
But, which means if the Pro Bowl is this week, that means the Super Bowl is next week.
Yes.
Super Bowl, LA Rams, Cincinnati Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want to win? The over-under of 45.5 or whatever it is?
I actually don't know what I know the spread's for, but I don't remember what the over-under is.
Just throw it out.
Who do I want to win? Joe Burrow. Because... Like, the more and more, like, you kind of, like, see the tweets and you see everything else about, like, the guy or whatever, like, he's the everyman. He's the everyman who can afford, like, outlandish Burberry shirts. And that's fine. That works.
He got real diamonds in those chains.
Of course he does, because I got too much money.
That was probably the douchiest thing he probably could have said. But I mean,
it works for him because he's got that. Like,
yeah,
he understands his audience. Like, have you ever seen the pictures of him taking pictures with his Caucasian teammates and taking pictures with his African American teammates? He understands his audience.
I got you.
Kind of want to see Matthew Stafford win too. Like, his wife had cancer and everything else. Like, he got he was stuck playing for Detroit forever. I kind of want to see Odell Beckham Jr. win it, not because I like him, but because I want to see, like, what outlandish things he will do if he wins it. I don't care. I don't care.
Neither one of us have a horse in the race.
No. I don't think we have a horse in the stable near where the race is taking place at this point in time.
But I mean...
The Jets coaches were coaching the Senior Bowl. They weren't,
Right.
Not the Super Bowl, the Senior Bowl.
Right. I, thinking about everything, and obviously the Super Bowl is like, Super Bowl. It's like, and we brought this up in the past when we've done the podcast. Super Bowl is, like, we talk about pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. That is what the Super Bowl is.
That's the intersection of it.
That is the Super Bowl. It covers all of those.
Mm-hmm.
It covers all of those, just period. Mm-hmm.
Especially this year. Thinking about the halftime show and stuff like that.
So, going back into... Like, who do you want to win? So, like, I thought about it, and I'm good with either team winning.
Yeah.
Because at this point, you think about the story. Who has the better story it to be like, oh, I can't believe they won. Oh, you know what? They deserve it because of this story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I guess for story purposes, I guess I'm rooting for the Bengals.
Yeah.
Because they hadn't... I don't think they've ever won a Super Bowl.
Well, there was the meme, and I'm sure I've sent it to you before, too, that before this season, no person could ever text about a Bengals playoff victory. Because the last time the Bengals won a playoff game, text messaging had not been invented yet. It was like 31 years or something like that.
Well, I think I saw something that the last time they were in the Super Bowl was 1989.
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
But they did not win.
No.
They did not win. I think they went to Super Bowl twice, but they didn't win either time.
I don't think so.
So,
It'd be fun for Ohio. It'd be fun for Cincinnati. Sure. I think things would be set ablaze. That's the thing. That's also kind of the thing, too. Like, if you even want to, like, take that deep dive into it, what do you really care? Like, obviously, yes, we have no horse in the race. Obviously, yes, the storylines are so-so or whatever. Now let's take it even a little bit further. Then what city needs it more? L.A. don't. L.A. don't care. They still only will be half full next season. Who really needs it? I feel like Cincinnati needes it more. The town itself.
I feel you. Yeah, I don't. Cincinnati's the guy, is the one I want.
Okay.
I'm good with the Rams winning.
Mm-hmm.
But because the Rams have won Super Bowls within our lifetime.
Yes.
Cincinnati has not.
No.
And I don't think they've ever, like I think I said before. But in terms of, obviously, Joe Burrow, this phenom quarterback,
mm-hmm.
who seems like he's never lost. He never really, like, even in college. I feel like, he always just had that winning mentality.
He hasn't lost a playoff game in college or the pros. Now, granted, he only was a starting quarterback for a season, but...
And, I mean, the only time that he did lose is when, like, he broke his leg.
Yeah, that was a regular season game. That wasn't even in the playoffs.
I know, but I mean, like, that right there pretty much just cemented their season of nothing really going to happen.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to pop off.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's on the biggest stage
mm-hmm.
you could possibly be.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's got the swag. He's got the swag. He's the new Joe Cool.
Mm-hmm.
The former Joe Cool, Joe Namath. You know, he's... He's got the your boy, the kicker. I can't think of his name, but
what, McPherson?
Yeah, who hasn't missed a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
So you got him, Joe Burrow, a team that is hungry for a win. I think the last time, I'm assuming Cincinnati, the Reds, I think were won a title more recently than the Bengals.
I think they won it in the 80s sometime.
Yeah. But I guess, I mean, nothing against LA. There's a part of me that's like, you know what? If LA wins, I'm good with that too. Because Matt Stafford, and like you said, his wife. Mm-hmm. And even OBJ. I'll be honest with you. Odell Beckham Jr., I don't know if people like notice, like, even like lately, like, yes, he's been the problem child.
Mm-hmm.
He's problem child in the Giants, Browns, made his way to LA, starting to kind of act a little funny there too.
Right.
I've noticed something, and I don't know if this has anything to do with it. He's got a kid coming. Like, he's got a child.
So he's calmed himself down a little bit?
I feel like he calmed himself down because he's got a baby on the way.
Okay.
So I feel like between that and maybe just a better situation.
Sure, yeah.
I think now he's kind of like, he's finally in that, like, that proper, he's finally in, like, a proper, like...
state of mind or...
Yeah.
Okay.
And his baby mama, she's a former Wild N Out girl. She's a fitness model.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty hot too. I think sure. His name is like Lauren something.
Okay.
Sure, we'll go with that. Mm-hmm. But he's like got it. He's got a kid on the way, and I think with all of that, I think that kind of was like, you know what, like I'm gonna stop. You wanna set an example. You know, you don't wanna find out that daddy was like an asshole for
you know,
at the beginning of your life. But I guess for that those reasons, I would want the Lauren Wood.
Okay.
In your leisure, to all the fellas, and you know what, ladies too.
Sure.
Look up Lauren Wood.
Okay.
You won't be disappointed, I promise.
Okay.
But I think I want Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
I want to see him. I want to see if he could do it. If he could mm-hmm. do it, man, let me tell you. Joe Cool. Tiger King. I'm surprised nobody's called him that yet. There's got to be memes of calling him the Tiger King, the new Tiger King. Because I think the other one,
he would, if he does win too, he would actually be the only player to ever win a national championship, a Heisman, and a Super Bowl.
And I mean that's part of the story too. So I mean that sounds
or only quarterback to ever win a national championship, a Heisman, and a Super Bowl.
We'll see.
The last one who had the chance to do it was Cam Newton.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so obviously everybody's going to have their bets going, their Super Bowl boxes. Mm-hmm. I haven't done any of them. I've done none, no box pools whatsoever.
Well, you know what the problem is now? Now it's not just like, hey, do you want to do this like in a secret, like, you know, room in the back of a bar or something like that. Now it's like, hey, do you want to support my kid's U-12 softball team or baseball team or whatever else it is? I'm in like two or three of them.
Leave Dave Doyle out of this, all right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, no. No, his was a raffle. His his kid's was a raffle. Mike Armstrong's son was a football pool. And then Big Joe, his daughter, for T-ball fundraising, did a Super Bowl, did a box pool.
So the new hustle is like, it. Hey, yeah. So that's the new hustle.
Yeah, like it.
That,
like,
and buy, that and buy Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's like it's progressively gotten like more towards that edge.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like eventually it's gonna be like, hi, like, do you want to buy heroin? You're like, no, you're supporting the U-12 you know, South Plainfield baseball team going to Cooperstown. You're like, but I don't want heroin. You're like, well, it's fundraising. I'm like, I understand that.
It's for a good cause.
Yeah, but I understand that, but I'm like, that's illegal. But it's fundraising. I'm like, I don't want heroin.
We just pull vault right into heroin. Well, not marijuana, not shrooms, not pills, not cocaine, straight.
You gotta think about margins and everything else, like what's readily available.
Straight to heroin.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, here, I got your tag-alongs. I'm like, oh my god, what's in this box?
Like, it's a brick. It's a full-ass brick. I don't want this.
Yeah, it's like, how am I going to explain that to, you know, my daughter's Girl Scout troop?
Girl Scout Troop 109 or whatever it is.
I'm like, yo, Girl Scout Troop 109, yo, get the fucking tag-alongs. Yo, they're putting bricks of fucking...
fucking heroin in them.
I think we watched too much Power.
We watched way too much Power.
We watched way too much Power. It just everything is like a drug deal now.
It would be an interesting like code language. Kind of like how they use a like course correct or whatever it is
right.
In this. And I'm not giving anything away. It's not integral to whatever. It's not a cliffhanger of any sort. But
for all those who do, I don't mean to cut you off. For all those who do, who have listened, if you haven't been watching Power, you're fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of the best shows on Stars.
Okay, let's take that for a second then. Can you think of any other show that's had this many successful spinoffs after like a 5-6 year run of the show? And I think about that in the
as many
of,
no.
Like I think about that in the orbit of like all of the different shows we've binge watched or you know I put you up on or you put me up on or whatever it is. Like, can you think of one that's had this many successful spinoffs to the point where you're now looking, anticipating the fourth spinoff tonight, or this to yesterday at midnight if you have
a lot of yes, yeah. A lot of TV shows usually do a spinoff.
Yeah.
And then that's usually, they usually just end it there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's done.
Didn't Walking Dead do like two or three?
Walking Dead might be the closest one to
were
it.
Were they as successful? In your mind, as you being a Walking Dead fan, me as never seeing an episode?
I will say yes.
Okay.
However, yeah, that might be, at least to my knowledge, that's the only one that comes somewhat close.
Okay.
But a lot of shows, they usually have the one show, great run,
mm-hmm.
and then it goes away for a while, then they try to bring it back in yep. some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking Bad has Better Call Saul,
mm-hmm.
The Walking Dead, that's the only one, because The Walking Dead has The Walking Dead, right. Fear the Walking Dead, and they've had little 3-episode spinoffs like Walking Dead, Beyond...
Okay.
The world beyond, supposed to take place in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But it's supposed to tie all those things up together. The only thing that I feel like comes close to something like this, but it's not shows, it's like movies, and it'll probably be like Star Wars.
I was thinking that. You could go with
Star,
Marvel.
Star Wars Marvel. Might be the only one that kind of... Actually, it would be Star Wars. That's the answer. Because Star Wars has... animated shows.
Sure.
They have live action shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the movies. Right. And they're all incorporated into each other. They're all intertwined.
Right.
That's your answer. I guess Marvel could have been, but Marvel just did it with the movies.
Right. Well, they have the TV. They have the TV shows.
Well,
now
too. They do,
and they are apparently. And now, granted, I know we talked about this before the podcast started. We're both incredibly far behind in our Marvel watching, but apparently, some of them intertwine with each other, or they're now meant to intertwine with each other.
Well, all the stuff that's happening now, from what I've seen, is that it's building up to the equivalent of another like Avengers, like Infinity War Endgame movie. So like I saw like a movie poster, like a promo poster. It's supposed to be like Avengers, the new Avengers.
Right.
With like all of these new characters that you're seeing and all of these newer shows that are on Disney Plus.
Right.
The movies that are coming out, like Eternals and Doctor Strange and Moon Knight and all that other stuff. But yeah, I guess between, so it's like the three superpowers. So it's like Disney Disney has Star Wars rights and Marvel rights.
Correct.
So it's like the MCU, Star Wars, Power Universe.
As and 50 Cent. Okay. Yeah,
and 50 Cent.
Okay.
Listen, that's not a bad.
No, it's not.
That's not a bad place to be.
And you know what? It's got a little something for everybody, depending upon what you're into.
I'm not gonna lie. I watched both already. The finale of Power, mm-hmm. kind of like not paying attention because mm-hmm. it was like late at night. Mm-hmm. But I was like, let me just throw it on, have like a cocktail after work. Right. And
did you make it all the way through?
I didn't make it all the way.
Okay, I was gonna say, I'm like, I would have been assed out like 40 minutes in. Not to say that it wouldn't have been a good season finale or
it's one of those
whatever, but like
it's one of those like I'll throw it on and then I watch. Usually it's stuff like that you gotta watch twice anyway.
Of course.
So I was just like I was kind of not like I was watching it, but I wasn't paying like as close attention.
Mm-hmm.
So like we can watch it later, and I'll be paying closer attention.
Right.
And, you know, I'll be like, oh yeah, that's right, I remember that happening when I watched the last one.
Mm-hmm.
But and like the Tommy spinoff, I didn't watch the whole thing through, but I watched a good chunk of it.
Okay.
Same thing. Just kind of like had it on the background. I was doing stuff, and I was like, I mean, I love the fact. Like, I don't know if people have Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
I think as soon as midnight hits of that day, the show's supposed to air. It's up there.
So, I'm trying to figure out how they get away with that, because it's technically just a streaming service. Like, they didn't buy the rights to that. Like, Starz is the one that puts it out, and Starz gets it later than Hulu does.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
And is this on the $5 a month or like whatever the bundle is, or do you have to get like the live sports ones like $85?
No. I mean, I have the Starz app.
So do I.
So I mean, but like Starz is incorporated in the Hulu that I have. But
okay. See, I don't have that.
See what I'm thinking? Yeah. See,
well, guess whose logins we're using?
What I would do for it, honestly,
mm-hmm.
check your on demand, and see if it's on there before. Before tonight, like right now, check and see if it's on there.
Okay, we'll do that after the podcast then.
Yeah. And see if it's there.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of times too, I think with certain shows is that it's on demand. They're not going to advertise that it's on demand. They're going to advertise that it's coming on at 8 p.m., 9 p.m., whatever time the show is. And then on the on demand feature of whatever cable, if people, you know, the people that still have cable out there, sometimes it's just sitting there and they don't tell you.
Bastards.
Yeah.
I could have watched this last night. Damn it. I wouldn't have. I would have done the same thing as you. Probably gotten through like about 20 minutes of it, not it off, woken up. Oh, not it off. You know what I mean?
Right. But, but yeah, so.
I guess in that instance too, like just kind of thinking about it more, they've already got your money.
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares? You know what I mean? Like whether you're getting the Starz app or, you know, using it because it's part of your bundle or whatever else it is, I guess it's kind of, you know, interesting. Okay. But so what do you think? From what you saw.
They're both good.
They were both good? Okay.
But, you know. But anyway, so going back to the Super Bowl, so like what we were saying, like obviously like who you want to win, who you rooting for,
mm-hmm.
where's your money going, bets and everything like that. Obviously people are doing Super Bowl parties, mm-hmm. usually they're like house party type gatherings, and Super Bowl is for that casual fan, the person that's just absolutely. Like, oh, because it's on, let's throw it on.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that... The casual fans.
It's the football Sunday you can bring the wives to.
Yeah.
You know.
And the halftime show I'm looking forward to.
Oh, hell yeah.
The halftime show, I think. There's so much hype for this halftime show.
That's the problem.
is it going to live up to the hype? I think it will.
Yes, but we also went through this last week. And this is not to be a contrarian, because I agree with you. I think it's going to be awesome. But we went through this last week. All of the various scenarios and things that they could do and they should do and that would be awesome if they did do. And there's not enough time.
Like, that's the problem,
you know,
with whatever with the Dr. Dre halftime show.
Right.
They're not, I don't know, they're not going to have enough time.
Exactly.
To do all the stops.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested to see how, hold on a second. I'm interested to see how we're going to do this. And I'm, you got Jay-Z that's already, like, he's the guy that's pretty much just running the halftime shows for now, you know, until, you know, the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of me that says, maybe Jay-Z will fucking pop out on sure. stage. Just because he was like, yeah, I'm the reason that this is happening right now.
Right.
So you can have Jay-Z popping out.
Right.
And for those of you who don't know, so it's straight West Coast. It's Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, who is mm-hmm. primarily East Coast...
Eminem,
artist, also Midwest.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's that lineup alone. They all have hits. They all have hits.
Oh, they all could easily fill that time themselves.
There's got to be prop bets on what songs are going to be played, and he's looking right now,
mm-hmm.
and who's going to potentially come out because,
sure,
being that the Super Bowl is at SoFi Stadium in California,
mm-hmm.
you know. He could bring the entire West Coast there. He could have like Too Short and E-40 coming from the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
He could have the whole Dog Pound coming. He could have he could just have every West Coast act. I mean, I'm gonna tell you right now, and these are my predictions for what might happen at this Super Bowl halftime show.
Go on.
There will be a Nipsey Hussle tribute.
Fair. Okay.
I want to say Ice Cube will be incorporated into this somehow.
Okay.
Because they were, you know, part of NWA. Some mm-hmm. sort of an NWA type tribute thing. Sure.
Okay.
And maybe bring Ice Cube out.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like for some odd reason, I don't see that happening. But I feel like that's a possibility.
Okay.
So that's an honorary mention. Tupac hologram. California Love comes on. Sure. They have to play California Love. They have to play that song.
Absolutely.
They're in California. Mm-hmm. They're from California. They played that song in the promo commercial for the Super Bowl right. halftime show.
Yeah.
So a Tupac hologram, I think, might be a possibility. Maybe a Nate Dogg tribute, maybe? Because Nate Dogg passed away.
Sure. Okay. Not seeing as many props as I expected.
Maybe it's still too early.
I hope so, because that makes me very sad.
In terms of yeah, and then like featured acts, like who's coming out? 50 Cent could come out.
Sure.
You know, Eminem's had a couple songs with Rihanna. Maybe Rihanna, pregnant Rihanna,
yes.
might come out.
Glowingly present.
Yeah,
pregnant Rihanna,
with her beautiful bump, just dancing on stage.
They did whatchamacallit. There was something. There was like a news headline or something like about that. That it was like. You know, multi-time Grammy Award winning, fashion designer mogul Rihanna is pregnant with boyfriend or something like that. Like,
they didn't even mention A$AP Rocky.
Well, they named him, but it was just like it was like every single thing that she's ever done known for in terms of accomplishment. Then it was like and A$AP Rocky. So it, you know, but
anyway. I mean, Rihanna's the bigger act. Like, let's just be real. Sure. Like Rihanna, like as much as Rihanna is more of a household name than A$AP Rocky.
Absolutely.
That's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like people that know A$AP Rocky, like are like, oh yeah, A$AP. You know, like his whole crew, that whole camp, and everything like that. But don't that many people know who A$AP
no.
Rocky is?
No.
You know what I mean? I'm like, no. Half of the people, and he has a whole camp, like the A$AP mob. Like, he's got a bunch of, like, a whole crew of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the only people that people really know, like, I guess in that sense, like, the notable acts of that is, like, A$AP Ferg and A$AP Rocky. That's it.
There's more than that?
Yeah.
Can you, how many are there?
I'd have to, I think off the top of my head, if I were to guess, I'd say six.
Can you name two more that aren't ASAP Rocky or ASAP Ferg without looking at your phone?
I can't.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you.
So that just proves to me that at this moment in time, not saying forever, but at this moment in time, they're not worth me knowing. If you don't know them, then it's not worth me knowing. I will find out how important
they become. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to go down the list. I'm going to go down the list of all the ASAP mob.
Okay.
You have ASAP Rocky.
Yes.
You have ASAP Ferg.
Yes, heard of him or her.
ASAP Ferg is a him.
Okay. I wouldn't know.
ASAP Yams.
Like YAMS?
Yes.
Like the cousin to a sweet potato?
Yes.
Okay, no.
Probably wouldn't tell him that to his face. Just looking at his photo right now. Just saying.
I would say almost anything to almost anyone's face, but no, probably not.
ASAP Nast.
Like NAST?
Correct.
Like Condé Nast or like short for nasty?
Because
those are two very different.
I'm just looking at the Google search, and it's just all the members.
Okay.
And I was wrong because I said six. It's about. It's a lot. It's actually Jesus. China Rogers.
Nope.
ASAP Barry.
Nope.
ASAP 12. I did know ASAP 12.
Okay.
ASAP Ills.
Nope.
ASAP Ant.
Nope.
ASAP Lou.
Nope.
ASAP J Scott.
Nope.
ASAP Josh.
Nope.
ASAP Lotto.
Nope.
ASAP Dom.
Nope.
ASAP Ty. It looks like ASAP Ty Y.
Nope.
Dash.
Yes.
Yes.
No,
yes,
I just wanted to change it up.
ASAP Ty Beats.
Nope.
ASAP F or AV.
No.
I apologize if I'm saying it incorrectly. So, yeah.
That's crazy.
Always strive and prosper. That's what the ASAP is.
Not as soon as possible. Okay.
No.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's going to fuck up emails, but that's fine.
And yeah. And actually, I'm sorry, when I was going on the Google search, some of those names were past members. So there's actually even more.
So there's been cuts made or there's more of them?
There it looks like there's, it says past members, so I'm going to assume that there's cuts made.
Oh no. Okay.
You know, it's like, "All right, you didn't make the 52-man roster. Sorry, you got to go."
Are you always striving? Okay. You're out. Are you always prospering? Okay, you got to go.
ASAP Killer K, that's a past member.
Okay.
ASAP Snacks.
Aw.
ASAP Press.
Hmm.
Those are some of the ASAP Dom that I said before, China Rogers said before. Those are past members. So the current members were minus Yams, Press, Snacks, Josh, China Rogers, Dom, Killer K. You have a ASAP Cam. KHAM, ASAP P on the boards.
Huh.
ASAP like, Barry. ASAP Relly.
Mm-hmm.
ASAP Lou Banga.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else is current.
Are these all artists or are these just different parts of like is this like is one of them the driver? Is one of them like the jewelry guy? Is one of them just like
I know, all of them are musical acts. To some degree. Maybe one or two of them producers.
That's a hell of a dining party. Like, if you all go on tour together, like, hi, yeah, ASAP, party of 30. You know what I mean? Like, your table is now ready. Like,
I mean, that's almost like the equivalent of, like, a Wu-Tang Clan that they got going on.
Yeah, but I knew who the other members of the Wu-Tang Clan were. Like, I don't know who ASAP Snacks is.
You know, yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
I got like, you. I got you.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And you know what? Who knows? Maybe ASAP Rocky and the whole ASAP mob might be at the halftime show.
There is not enough time for all of that.
I mean, you can be like, oh my god, there's ASAP Snacks on the TV.
Hold on a second. Could you just imagine, we're sitting there watching the Super Bowl halftime show, and all of a sudden, like, six members of ASAP come out there and, like, Snacks, no. Only six. You didn't make the cut. I'm sorry. And just pour ASAP Snacks just stuck in the back, just, like, sand.
Oh, man. It's
ASAP Snacks deserve better. Lou Banger or whatever his name is. Yeah, I'm sorry, you didn't make the cut either. You don't get to be in the halftime show.
I think the halftime show is going to be really good.
I think it is too. But again, unfortunately, I feel like we still have to temper expectation. Sure. Because we're going to say, like, oh, this is going to be good. Huh. You know what I mean? Like, it could very well just come out and be like, all right, top hits, see ya.
Which I feel like they're going to do.
Of course.
But it's also... Yeah, there's just not enough time.
That's the problem.
Because all of them have...
Was it collectively 15 minutes total? Because you have stage setup and stage breakdown too?
Yeah, but I think
the halftime show is a half an hour.
Yeah, the halftime show is a half an hour. So, like, you're going to really, like, you're playing, like, maybe, like, the hook of a song, and then you're going to the next song.
Do you think that's what it's going to end up being? Just, like, almost like an extended mashup of some sort?
I think it has to be. It's going to have to be.
Okay.
You still have enough time.
And hologram Tupac.
Oh, hologram Tupac is probably going to take up at least, like a quarter of that that halftime show.
You know the thing that sucks about it, though, too? Because Chad Ochocinco put that out on Twitter, like, looking up tickets for the Super Bowl or whatever, and the cheapest ticket was, like, $6,500. That was, like, basically standing room only, like, you know, you have to hang from the Jumbotron.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, who there is going to be like, oh, this is fucking dope? You know what I mean in that sense? Or how many, like... How many people that are there that can afford that? Because it's obviously always been called, or more recently been called, a corporate event. You know? Who's really going to go there and be like, oh my God. You know what I mean? Like,
super rich people's kids and wives.
But at the same time, though, do you even think that's the case?
Husbands.
Or they're going to be like, oh, they left that ASAP Snacks. I'm fucking leaving. You're like, shut up, Jeff Bezos' kid. Like, sit the fuck down.
I mean, I feel like that's what, or people that got gifted tickets to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That would probably be it.
So there's like three people in the stands. You're like, oh my God, this is the shit.
Yeah.
And you're like a whole bunch of other ones who are like, this is, where's ASAP Snacks? He's now my new go-to.
He's now your new favorite rapper now.
He is my new favorite member of ASAP. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
Sorry, Ferg.
Yeah. I mean, Super Bowl halftime show, I think it's going to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of Super Bowl, I mean, here's the good thing about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's not the same old teams in it. Agreed. Like every other Agreed. Year. So for that,
it's not Buccaneers, Chiefs, or Patriots, yeah. Fill in the blank. Yeah.
So like that is also an exciting part of everything.
Heck yeah, absolutely.
Because it's just not like, it's like, oh, here, Tom Brady again.
Right.
What team is he on this time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
The only good thing about the Chiefs not being there is Jackson Mahomes Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, his brother's got to sit the fuck down.
What's that?
I said his brother gets to sit the fuck down for a little while.
I mean, that whole...
Oh, no, yeah. He's doing crying TikTok dances right now at, like, the bar that kicked him out.
Yeah.
Like, outside the door. Like, can I come in now?
Dancing on...
dancing on fucking Sean Taylor's fucking memorial inside the stadium.
Just completely tone deaf to the world.
Yeah, well.
I know. But I mean, it's nice to see that there's other teams in the mix.
Agreed.
It's nice to see that because for the longest time, like, how many times have you put on Super Bowl, Tom Brady's in it?
Well, they were saying for the last like 25 years, this is the first Super Bowl that didn't feature Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, or the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, and even with, like, Brady retiring, with Ben Roethlisberger retiring, it's nice to see some of that new blood coming up.
I feel like it took us, like, I'm in my 40s now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it took this long?
Well, you gotta figure, Tom Brady's been in the league, what, 24 years?
Yeah.
You know, Roethlisberger's been there 20-plus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's exciting to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be nice.
Absolutely. You know, but, yeah, with the Super Bowl, I mean, I hope everybody has a good time. I will be working that night, unfortunately.
But in fairness, though, you've called in every Avenger you know. In that
portals are opening up on Super Bowl Sunday.
And there's going to be me, the Asian guy, sitting in the background and be like, what, you wanted more?
I mean, I'm pulling out all the stops. Mm-hmm. at the Stagehouse Tavern.
Yeah, if you promo something, you're welcome.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that with this, Super Bowl Sundays at a bar, unless you're doing something completely over the top, sure. Like you're giving away like a crazy, like crazy prizes, right. And you know, maybe there's money to be won, mm-hmm. or some really cool prizes to be won, maybe that bar gets a little bit of a crowd. I guess it also depends on the location of said bar, how big it is.
I think it also determines the team's playing. Like that, I'm assuming if you bought, because you bartended when the Giants were in the Super Bowl, I'm assuming right. It was nuts.
It was busy, but it wasn't as, you know, yeah, I guess it was busy. For a Sunday, yeah, it was busy.
You know.
But
yeah, like unfortunately, Cincinnati and LA, you're like, yeah, you know.
But here's the thing that works in the favor of the casual sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, okay, cool. They're on. Great.
Right.
There's no, like, just like how you said, it's just like, oh, let's put the Super Bowl on, watch it.
Yeah.
So I think you have that working, that could work in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
And all the stops I'm pulling out between, I pretty much.
I would say, you ready to let the people in on it?
I mean, I pulled every favor from every rep that I know. And I'm just getting, like, a ton of like different prizes that we got coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have like Yeti. We're gonna have like portable like Yeti, like thermoses.
Nice. Okay.
And a ton of swag from High Noon.
Cool. Okay.
Promo girls.
Sure. Are you gonna have competing promo girls?
That would be dope, but I think
like different whiskey brands or like two different like beer brands or something like, you know, just thinking like within like the product range. It's not like, oh, I have High Noon girls and then I have like Grenadine girls. Like it does, like that doesn't matter, you know.
I feel like I want to give all those people equal time to shine.
Of course.
So it's like, all right, sure. You have the 3 to 5 p.m. slot. You have the 5:30 to 7:30 slot.
Oh, so you're doing it in shifts. You're not doing it where everyone's there and it's just chaos.
Well, I mean, no, but I think I'm only gonna get like. To my knowledge, two promo girls, I believe, for Tito's Vodka coming.
Okay.
And then just on top of that, just every prize I can get my hands on. They're like, hey, by the way, I'm going to the warehouse. Like, what do you want me to get? I said everything.
You're like a panda.
Yeah, like, I want everything.
Like, no. Stagehouse now has a live panda.
I'm like, they have animals here. Yeah. It's like they have a petting zoo.
No. You can take this. You can win this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually getting a tiger for the Bengals.
Okay. Prove it. I don't think you will. 3, what the fuck waiver did you have to sign? You'd be like, no. There's a Bengal tiger, literally, in small bar, because we don't want, you know, too many crowds will scare the tiger, and
yes.
We don't want that.
Yeah.
Tell me you're getting a fucking tiger.
I mean, we got raw steaks in the, we got raw steaks in the kitchen, so just do it like the Hangover. Just, like, load it up with some,
What, fucking ecstasy? Or ketamine?
Some roofies, so yeah. Like we can bring him in, and then, you know, he wakes up, he's good, and then, you know, when we're ready to take him out, we just give him another steak.
Mike Tyson's gonna punch hell. Who the fuck's got my tiger?
I mean, we're gonna have some stuff going
cool.
on.
Cool, okay, cool.
And then I found out an interesting little bit of news, too, in terms of, obviously, promoting it on social media.
Okay.
Telling people word of mouth. The neighboring bar next to us, Darby Road,
mm-hmm.
is not open that day because of a private party.
Well, that's silly.
The private party, well, it's a buyout. So they're going to make their money.
Sure.
If anything, they might actually make more money because they're being bought out as opposed right. to just being open okay. for a regular day of mm-hmm. business. So they are going to be
you're
closed.
The only, you're the only game in town on Park Ave.
Here's the problem. The bar's gonna be set too high now, because then it's gonna be like, well, wait a minute, why did you make X amount of dollars this year and you can make it next year? I feel like I'm gonna hear that conversation.
That's a problem, unfortunately, with budgeting and bonuses. So
yeah.
Unfortunately, like, you made fill in the blank amount of money this year. Why did you not do it that year? You'd be like, well, I had a tiger, and Darby Road was closed. You're like, wait, what? You're like, what kind of parlay is that? Like,
and pony cannons and t-shirt guns.
Okay, actually, hold on. I have follow-up questions. Hold on. Pony cannon. Is it something that shoots out live, like, little ponies? Or is it something that you use if a pony goes, like, rogue?
We talked about this before. You were talking about the Pony Cannon.
Refresh our memories.
We were talking about something, and you somehow... I talked about, oh, yeah, we're going to get a pony. And then I was like, we're going to have t-shirt guns. And then it somehow turned into a Pony Cannon.
Yes, but again, I don't think we ever actually found out. Like, is this meant for, like, public safety? Or is this meant to actually, like, launch ponies?
I mean, I would think it would be to launch ponies. But
how... You have to get a permit for that shit. Park Avenue. There ain't no way you could be like, okay, like, just launching, like, rolling in a Revolutionary War cannon fitted to fit, to like, shoot, like, little ponies out of it.
We do have a Revolutionary cannon across the street from the Stage House Tavern.
Is it operational? Or is
I
it
mean, we could find out.
Yeah, but again, how are we going to get the pony in there? You're like, oh, here you go, little pony. Like, here's your oats and hay. You're like, why am I inside of a pony? And just push. Fire.
And then it's going to be like, yo, what happened to Stage House Tavern? They actually closed. I was like, why? Because they broke every law in terms of the ASPCA came out.
As funny as it was, it wasn't the ABC. It was actually PETA.
Yeah.
You're like, why? Because you were launching a fucking pony without a helmet on. Like, was there a safe PETA-approved landing zone? You'd be like, yes, the tavern bar.
I will not have a pony cannon. There will not be a tiger.
You have to tell them that.
I know. There will not be a tiger. I'll tell you what I did look up. I did look up t-shirt guns, just out of curiosity, on how much they actually would cost.
Right.
A really good one, $700.
Really?
Yeah. Like a really good one. Like $450 for like a so-so one.
Here's the only issue with that. Like, knowing the dimensions of your bar...
Oh, no, I'll be shooting holes in them.
No. Yeah, you would fucking take some poor kid's face off. You're like, yo, kid, think fast. And a middle light... And, like, a bubbled-up middle light t-shirt cannon is just going to bomb some fucking poor kid in the face. Like, why did you make negative $10,000? And they're like, well, that's what we had to take out of petty cash to pay off the kid who was going to sue because I blew him through the fucking sliding glass door in the fucking tavern bar. And we had to get the glass replaced. And we had to shut down. And the pony got scared.
I mean, hey, man. It's business.
At that point in time, you're probably better off looking at talking to DJ McReekin about trying to borrow the confetti kitten.
Oh, the bartender's be mad at me if I'm just shooting confetti everywhere.
You're the bar manager. You want to work a Friday? Yeah. Clean up the fucking confetti.
We had actually...
At that point in time, you pour your tips and find the one person who's willing to clean up confetti. Here's $20 from each of us. You made a quick $100. Sweep up this confetti. It's not glitter.
Can I tell you, we actually had a buyout yesterday for a young girl's bat mitzvah.
Okay.
And the one accessory that they all had throughout the... And this is a full buyout of the entire bar, restaurant... Second floor, third floor, you name it.
You have a third floor?
Yes.
Is that just where the... Whatchamacallit is? You have an actual third floor?
Yes.
I've been to the second floor.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Have I been to the third floor before?
Yes. You have been.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh. How many people were there?
It didn't even seem like that many. When I got there...
They wanted the whole fucking thing to themselves.
They wanted the whole thing to themselves.
Okay.
And the one accessory that all the kids had, feather boas. We're cleaning up. There's still feathers. Everywhere, like, we cleaned up as well as we could the feathers, but like, there's gonna be feathers in that building for probably at least a month.
Well, you know what the funny thing is, and granted, I only have one day a week to come and fuck with you, so now that I know this, I will now come there. I will go to Party City first, I will buy a thing of like fake fucking bird feathers, and I'll just randomly place them around. So, like, for years, you guys will keep cleaning these fucking things up, and you will blame that poor bat mitzvah. But really, it's just gonna be me fucking with your entire staff for the rest of the time.
I hope none of them hear this.
I hope all of them fucking hear it. What are you gonna do? I'm like every single one of them. I hope they hear it. Game on. You're like, you can't come in here right now.
Like, yeah, it's like, I know you were here earlier, but yeah, you gotta go. I was like, why? I was like, because
actually, no. You can come in here, empty your pockets, and all you get is bird feathers coming out of every single pocket I have in my jeans.
Oh man! But yeah, we had a buyout, and
that sucks.
We had a buyout, and yeah, little kids ran around like crazy. They had a DJ. They had the whole thing, man. They had a whole.
Do you think that's more of a thing now? For, like, considering, like, COVID and everything else and, like, stuff like that, like, just buying out restaurants.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
To keep it as
segregated as you can in terms of safety protocols or health protocols or whatever it would be, but yet at the same time not being like, oh, I want 500 little kids in my house with feather boas. You know what I mean in that sense?
Oh, I'm sure COVID played into that.
Okay.
It definitely played a role in it.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the same time, I feel like people. That's what people do now.
Sure.
You watch MTV and Sweet 16 and all that other stuff, and everybody's
true.
You know what I mean? There's like
true.
A saturation of that now, where it's just like, all right, well, Lil Sally had this type of party. Now I got to one up Lil Sally's party.
Yeah. No, I understand
for my daughter.
Yeah.
Or my niece or nephew.
When you get Aquaman sitting on a fucking ice sculpture throne.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so it's no, just like, you. Everybody's got to pull out the stops.
Right.
I mean, it must be nice to have, like, that level of money just to kind of be like. Because I said, I think I was joking. I was like, when I become rich and famous, I'm going to buy out the Stage House Tavern for a day. Mm-hmm. Day and night.
Okay, without telling me what that costs or what this person paid, ballpark it for me. And that comes with staff.
Yes.
Okay.
Feather
boa is not included.
I'm going to say now probably...
10 grand? 20 grand?
20 would probably be around.
For how long? Full day or just like either day shift, quote unquote day shift or night shift?
I think the breakdown, and mind you, I'm just pulling these numbers out of thin air.
No, we're bullshitting on a podcast.
I'm thinking maybe six grand for the day, and then night side, I'd say maybe double that. So maybe like 12 grand at night, 6 grand during the day.
So you're telling me I could rent out Stage House the entire day for 20 grand, and I get staff?
And then, well, there's probably like gratuities and everything included in that.
Of course.
So, give or take.
I kind of want to do it just for me. It's the most dick move ever, because you're like, why am I here? I'm like, well, I don't know. That's actually not hard. Do you remember what it was when we used to work at Harvest? Because they have people who've done that before.
No idea.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
You're probably looking at double.
Yeah.
Do you remember the one where they rented out Huntley? I don't remember what restaurant it was necessarily, but they actually brought in TVs. So they ran cable lines and brought in TVs for the night because they rented the place out for New Year's Eve.
I wasn't there for that, but right. I mean that sounds
sounds hella expensive.
Yeah. The Harvest Restaurant Group does not believe in televisions in any of their establishments.
No, you're the people you're with or your staff should be your entertainment, which never went well. But anyway. 20 grand? Okay. It's not horrible.
We'll say 20 grand.
Yeah.
Give or take, maybe like.
Oh, no. We're bullshitting on a podcast here. We're not like, let's make a deal, even though I just slid you a check for 20 grand. Be like, guess what? Next Tuesday, I own Stage House. Dude, you're like, what the fuck did you just do? I'm like, I bought Stage House for a day. You're like, for what? I'm like,
Just because. Just walk around and just bother people.
And, like, ask them how their day's going, like, randomly put fucking feather boa feathers someplace, like, whatever I want to do.
Just have people just walking out. They're like, yeah, I'm not going to do this thing.
Yeah, no, I don't think I want to work here anymore. You're like, why? Because he's rented this the whole week. And we just sit here and do nothing. It's weird.
But, yeah.
Okay.
That's the way to go.
I guess, yeah.
You want to have a safe,
you have an access
controlled environment party? Buy the place out.
I get that. Yeah, I get that.
Well, I mean, hey, the good news
that's
is...
That's probably one of the also things, too. Like, if you're 15 or 16 years old, or bat mitzvah is, what, maybe 13, 12, 13, depending. Do you really want Stage House to be your playground for the day? Or, like, would you rather do something different?
I think if they're... I feel like they have to be local.
Like, is it more for the parents than it is for the kids' celebration?
I think,
you know?
To my understanding, it's just... They're just... local, like a local family.
Okay. Well, hey, good for them. I'm sure they got taken care of and had a great time. And
yeah,
you know, basically.
Apparently, they didn't eat too much. Apparently, this family they didn't eat that much. I was like, they had a buffet and all these courses. They didn't really eat that much, and they didn't really drink that much either. In terms of like alcohol, I mean.
There's a part of me that really wonders if that was like the COVID compromise almost. You know what I mean?
Yes, I don't know, but yeah. So like, because I got the feedback from people working, I was like, it was like, yeah, it's like they like ate, but they didn't eat as much as for as many people as were there. In terms of like the trays and all that stuff, they like filled them up once and that was it.
Oh, your staff, staff got fed then.
And then, and in terms of alcohol, they didn't really drink that much. And I was like,
that's,
really?
That's basically what it sounds like to me, is that at the end of the day, they had a choice. Like, do we brave COVID? Do we have all these little shits in our house with feather boas? Or do we just rent the place out and let them fucking clean it all up?
And then, I was like, so we pretty much just, and I'm like talking to other people, I was like, so pretty much they just bought the place just to kind of hang out for the day.
Yeah, it's exactly what I plan to do.
And then they're like, yeah, pretty much. I was like, oh, but they did eat all of the bagels, and they crushed bagels, and they crushed salmon. I was like, okay, so they had bagels and lox. Got it.
Yeah, that it doesn't sound worth it for what it costs to rent the place out, but also, too, I don't know. Are you really going to go fucking ape shit for a fucking daytime bat mitzvah party? Like, oh, you know, we ran out of Jameson today, but what the fuck kind of party was this? You're like, yeah, it's noon.
Well, there are adults there.
Yeah, but still, though, like, I don't know. Maybe I come from a different school, but at that point in time, like, if it was, like, for Chuck's 40th birthday, yeah, you're going to do that up. For your 40th birthday, for my, like, you're going to do that up. For a kid's bat mitzvah, is it going to be like, oh, the first thing you see after religiously becoming an adult is just like, you know, Uncle Frank, like fucking drunk as shit at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Stage House? I'd hope not.
You know, if there were ever a situation where there would actually be a pony, that would have been it.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
So as a gift.
So in, Oh, as a gift. I thought that was the workaround that, like, look, Stagehouse cannot bring a pony in here, but if you rent the place out and you happen to walk a pony up in that bitch, there ain't nothing you can do about that.
But yeah, like, I mean, you see the Capital One commercial. It's like, you know.
Which one do you want to go to the place? The pony.
Yeah. And then it's like, hey, kid, can I see that pony real quick? It's like, why? I'm just like, I got this.
Never mind. I have this cannon.
Like, what?
What do you do with the pony? Like, no. The pony will be fine.
Oh my god.
Alright, so how much do I rent the pony and the fucking cannon? And
$30,000.
Done. You're like, you can only fire it twice. Fine. Oh my goodness.
But anyway.
Yeah.
It's a Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Oh yeah, no. We went down a side tunnel that nobody thought about.
Yeah, like, we don't listen to the podcast anymore.
Oh no, you will. You want to hear what comes next.
I did actually get a nice little tidbit of shout out, I should say. My boy Hal,
mm-hmm,
at the Mr. Jones Show,
mm-hmm,
and he like did like a Instagram story of just, it was just like, oh, somebody said that they ass, and he was like, actually, you mistook me for at Kevin K. Diddy.
Oh, okay.
I was like, all right. I was like, there's a part of me that's like, did that really happen?
Well, yeah, that's like my six. That's like, I can't believe my 6-year-old was already breaking down quantum physics. You're like, you're lying.
But I mean, I mean, if it really happened, I think it's cool and it's funny. But also at the same time, it's like, me and Hal look nothing alike. He's like a foot taller than me. He's bald.
Is this
by choice?
Right. Is this one of those things though, where it's
mix up your black people?
Yeah. Thank you. Like,
I did everything I could
to stand at the doorway and just kind of hope you filled that sentence in for me without me being like, hey, so did they just kind of get a little confused with the, you know?
I'm actually, it's funny because what I'm going to do, because apparently the new TikTok trend, mm-hmm, is, I don't know if you've seen it, it's on Instagram too,
okay,
where they have like actors and actresses where they had like that song. It's like, that's not my name. That's not my name.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, I like watched the one that had like J-Lo, and it shows like J-Lo, and then it shows like all the characters she played in all of her like TV, okay, shows, movies.
Right.
They go like, it's like, they call me Stacey, and then it shows like, the you know, it'll say Selena.
Sure.
She played Selena, right. And then, yeah, it'll show, you know, all the like characters that they showed her portray over the years.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do one where it's just all the names that people call me.
Yes.
Other than my name.
Yes.
I'm gonna do it. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a nice like TikTok video.
Get ready for in the time popular black celebrities.
Oh, it's gonna be like Will.i.am, Wayne Brady. It's gonna, mm-hmm, be great. you know.
You may have to search a little bit to actually find Mike Tomlin's cousin, but like, yes, that could work.
No, I'm just actually Mike Tomlin's cousin. That's all.
That would actually be hilarious.
I'm his nephew. That's my uncle, Uncle Mike. Never lost.
Never had a career under 500.
Yeah.
And is now the lone African American coach in the NFL.
Oh man, let me tell you, that's a topic. Right there.
It might be another podcast.
That could be. I mean, like, that's like, we're at the hour mark, which means half hour, people have already checked out. But,
like, or we could just keep going. You chop this into two.
Could chop this into two.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say this, with the whole thing, and I don't know if people are aware, like, there's this big thing going on in the NFL with lack of African-American coaches, period.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny because the workforce of an NFL team is primarily 70% African American.
Yep.
But the leadership is not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's head scratching. It's kind of like, I don't understand why. And it's like, and not even equate it to even just like, even like for me, for example, like I'm in the position that I'm in now. There's not that many African-American managers in my place of business. Well,
figure 10 years ago, you had the subgroup of bartenders as black bartenders.
Yeah.
And that group wasn't very big.
Yeah.
Some of it was ironic just because it was people we were friends with and stuff like that. But like ultimately, it was
it's
somewhat of a referendum on the fact that there wasn't much diversity in that industry.
It's location, sure. and I factor that into. But yeah, just across the board, it's mm-hmm. just so like it's interesting. I mean, even like, and you know, not to just make it all about me, but even like, there was a point in time where our friend Junior, he wanted me to be a manager, and I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to be a manager, right. Just because I feel like management kind of got a raw deal.
Sure.
At the stage house
mm-hmm.
back in the day.
Sure.
Those times are over now. It's changed, at least knock on wood.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, I feel like there were certain managers at that time that kind of were like, but do you have manager experience? I was like, the other people that worked here didn't have manager's experience.
Right.
So why do I need it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I was like, do I have manager experience? Technically on paper, no. But do I know how to handle, you know, XYZ situations? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, half the time I dealt with more stuff than probably you even realized.
Sure.
The only time I brought you into the equation was when I had no other choice.
Right.
But usually I could be like, I could diffuse this problem and then I'll tell you what happened after.
Right.
Because all you're going to do, if I were to grab you, all you would do is tell me the exact same thing that I had already done.
Except I did it faster.
Right.
Because I need to do it.
Right. Not, as opposed to know. Me running, looking for the manager on duty.
Right.
So I mean, it's that. It's just, you know, friends hiring friends, family members hiring family members.
There's nepotism. Some of it's also like, you know, the good old boys club. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but a lot of it's still that the head coach is the face of your team. And a lot of owners aren't comfortable with the face of their team not being, or being a minority. The most recent example I can think of outside of the coaching thing is actually like Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, quote unquote, was not smart enough to be a quarterback. That's why they had him.
Yeah, they wanted him to be a wide receiver.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to be as smart to be a wide receiver. Now, and again, this wasn't Baltimore. This was more or less kind of like a position coach or maybe an unnamed source in the league or whatever it would be. Like, hey, could you run routes or whatever it would be. But unfortunately, what you're actually saying, and it's no different to what you're saying, is what you're saying without actually saying is you don't think because of, and very, very wide paperish, a lot of situations have
sure.
nuance to it, would be you don't believe because based on the color of my skin that I'm smart enough to do the job that I'm applying for or would be applying for. In that instance, because a quarterback is a cerebral position. Well, you know, are Caucasians, quote unquote, smarter than non-Caucasians?
not necessarily.
Right.
You know, it's sad that in 2022 that's still even a thought or a thing, or the fact that you actually have to even have a rule.
Yeah.
Like the Rooney Rule to promote fair practices within hiring. And it's, you know, but it... One thing they say is that hopefully that there will be more diversity within ownership. The big issue with that, though, is the owners have to vote on whether or not you get a team.
Right.
You know, so... But... With that being said, I think it'll be interesting. I know he's still interviewing for other positions, so maybe he'll get one of those. The one thing I will say about this, though, is that a lot of people have said, too, like, the guy can coach. It's not like he's, like, a washout in the league and so just decided to scream race.
Right.
The guy can still coach.
Right.
So he's blown up his career for that.
And we're talking about Brian Flores.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Some of the other coaches maybe have grievances, but unfortunately, for the optic perspective of it, if you're not coaching in the league right now, you just come off sounding like sour grapes, regardless of whether or not you have just as valid of a claim. Which is why I believe this one, in particular, with Brian Flores, holds a little bit more substance and weight to it.
And what's wild is that, like, on top of everything else, is that, like, he coached a shitty Miami Dolphins team.
They want to pay him to lose.
Yeah.
And he didn't do it.
Yeah. And it's like, well, it's like, why the brother got to take the fall?
Yeah.
Why you got to pay the brother? You know, it's like, all right, we're gonna give you a shot, but here's what you got to do first. You got to take the fall.
That's something that you hear a lot more of, is that yes, that there are African American coaches out there, but unfortunately, they're only viewed as transitionary coaches. So basically, what it is you're gonna suck for a year or two. So we'll hire you, knowing that we're right in the precipice of a rebuild, and then when the team gets good, we're going to fire you.
Fall guy.
Yeah.
Can't, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, thanks.
This is why I like the NBA.
Sure,
I mean, sure. I mean, I feel like the NBA... NBA just, when it comes to things like this...
Unfortunately, though, you are also sitting at a 98% African-American employment rate there in terms of, like, the teams. That was the big issue with Steve Ballmer. You know what I mean? Was, like, once he went off and kind of said what he said, no one, when you have a team of, say, 12, not including coaches and everything else, and, you know, 11 of them are African-American, they're not really going to respond to what you have to... to your brand of voice anymore at that point in time. Where there is still... You're looking at a 30% non-African-American rate in football, and unfortunately the positions where the majority of them are paid the most are non-African-American.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well,
this story is still going on.
Yes.
It's ongoing, so, I mean, obviously we'll try to keep everybody posted as much as we can.
But, more importantly, will there be video of you shooting a pony out of a cannon the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday at your place of business?
I mean,
On the hair of the blog social media pages.
Stay tuned.
Oh my God, stop it.
Stay tuned.
We're going to have to look up after this podcast is over. Pony rental, liberal insurance policy. Like, a very liberal insurance policy. And some type of safety equipment.
Sure.
Good safety first when firing a pony out of a cannon.
Sure. So I'm lighter. It's a, you know, a little bit of a palate cleanser.
Okay.
The Sage House Tavern is actually going to be closed tomorrow.
Yes.
We have a holiday party.
Yes, you do.
You were actually invited to that party, but I don't believe you're going to be able to attend, unfortunately.
How was I invited? Is your plus one or...
You're friends with the owner.
Yeah, and I asked him, and he said I couldn't go.
I think he's lying.
No. I have to work.
Yeah, but I mean, if you didn't have to work, I mean...
Oh, no, I could have gone every year you guys had it. Right. Absolutely. No, yeah.
But yeah, so... Just, you know, like, I like going, you know, like, these functions, everything like that. You know, it's like, people like I'm not going to the holiday party. I want to just enjoy the day not being there. And I get that. I get that understanding. It's like, but for me, it's like, if your place of employment is like, hey, we're going to have a party, and you're eating and drinking on their tab, why the fuck wouldn't you go? Go for an hour. Yeah. Go for an hour and just
stuff your pockets, set up dinner rolls, and leave.
I mean,
yeah, like, who the fuck took all the rolls? You're like, where's Kevin?
Why's it gotta be me?
Why are you standing right in front of me?
But I mean, like, why wouldn't you just go for like an hour?
Yeah.
Go for like an hour, hang out. Unless you have super important plans that you really need to not be there, I get it.
Or you just hate your job that much.
But see, that's the thing. I feel like some people, like, and listen, I'm all about working. I'm all about trying to just work hard. I mean, it's like work hard, play hard. But at the same time, of course. I've been working a lot harder lately.
Sure.
And playing a lot less.
Yes.
So I'd like to...
The balance is off. And it needs to be recalibrated.
All work and no play.
Yeah.
So
makes the idiot old boy. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's asking me, like, I'm not going. Like, are you going to go? I'm like, yeah. They're like, really?
Is that because a lot of people are also on the fence about going? Or do they just not expect you to go?
I think there's an expectation that people expect me to go because I think right now, you know me as like this version of myself that we do podcasts with.
You're a professional there. They don't think you're going to go?
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
You wear one Argyle fucking sweater and all of a sudden they're like, yo. Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, I know. I think that's what a lot of people, it's a lot of younger people too.
You need to go there in a fucking Uber, like that Uber XL black and just be like, no, this is who I am.
Yeah, like I don't think that they, like this isn't even my final form. No. I don't think they get it. I know that when I go to work, I look like Black Peter Parker. I get it. However, I just.
You just bought a house with Zendaya. Good for you.
But I feel like there's this perception of me that people don't really see. And that's partially because...
That's also good, though.
It is good.
Considering position of management.
Right. It is good. But it's also it's like I'm always working. So, like, and I'm always the closing manager. So, like, when everybody's hanging out and they're doing their thing and all that, it's just kind of like, oh, okay, like, this Kev, he's working, you know, right. Blah, blah, like... So, you know, they see me, I guess, in a public setting where, I mean, yeah, it's still work related because obviously, like, you can't get, like, you can't get plastered.
No. You can, but it's not recommended.
Albeit, I've watched some people in the past get pretty messed up.
Sure. Oh, I'm sure.
And, but yeah, it'll be fun. But people. And then the next question is like, well, if you're going, it's like, well, what are you gonna wear? Are you wearing like, you know, whatever? I personally, for me, my stance on this, I'm wearing a suit.
Okay.
In the past, I've worn like nicer clothes, like maybe like usually like a button up shirt, and maybe like a nice pair of jeans, and like you know, like a clean like pair of sneakers, and maybe like a nice like jacket. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a blazer, but just like a nice like jacket, maybe like a sweater. Whatever happened.
Right.
I mean, obviously, whatever people feel comfortable in, you wear. But my stances on this, and you probably would agree, is that, like, there were times where, like, I think maybe, like, the first, like, maybe, like, year or two that I went, and I just wore, like I said, button-up shirt, whatever, keep it, you know, casual, but clean, nice.
Right.
But then I see the girls get fucking dolled up.
Sure.
Like.
But that's also an excuse for them to get dolled up.
I know. To the fucking, like, nines, right? Okay. Like, they're doing it up. They got their hair did. They got their nails done.
Right.
They're wearing the fucking, like, the LBDs are going on. The shoe game is, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's just, like, it's, like, I want to match that.
You want to match the energy.
Yeah, I want to match the energy. It's, like, meanwhile, you got a guy just wearing, like, you know, a dirty t-shirt and sweatpants.
Right.
And listen, not everybody is fortunate enough.
Comfortable in or whatever, sure.
Not everybody is fortunate enough to have access to also, you know, true. Nice clothes. Also, and I get true. That. I'm, that's and fair. I'm trying to be, you know, have empathy, right. have empathy right. For those people.
Mm-hmm. But, excuse me. If you have the choice and that's what you choose to wear.
Sure.
Then that's right. where you're kind of like, eh.
Right. And I'll tell you what, the one time I wore a suit
mm-hmm.
and like, one of the owners saw me. He was like, hey, how are you? And he, like, I could tell, like, he had a look in his eye. He was like, wow, you wore a suit? And yeah. I was like, yeah. And he was like, wow. Like, it stayed, like, he had this lingering look
sure.
after it. And I was like, you know what? Wear a suit every year now.
Yeah.
And I was like, that right well, there.
It's a positive way to stand out.
Yeah. I was like, sure. that's, I was like, doing it every year.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you what's happened since.
Other people have done the same.
Other people started doing it, but they weren't doing it for this. They were just doing it like, oh, I'm going to outdo Kev. Kev thinks he's the man. So I'm gonna. I was like, you realize my nickname is fucking Diddy, right? I mean, like, it's been a long time, but I think people have forgotten my motherfucking name. So it's just. So, but then you know. But
are you arriving there like on like horseback? Like, like the. I feel like if that's the case, the entrances have to meet the same level of attire. Like, are you going there as like the BetMGM, like Julius Caesar?
Oh, with Halle Berry on my side? Oh,
stop it.
Tacos and chill, baby.
You got tacos and chill. I don't understand. This man brought Halle Berry to the Statehouse holiday party.
I was like, I pulled out all the stops.
Yeah, but this is why we're closed. This is why we're closed on Monday.
Yeah. Just gold framed glasses with like gold leaf on them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Do you have to open on Tuesday?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm like, you know what? Now you know you've made it to that higher level of manager sanctum, because typically it's like, all right, no, we're gonna have a party, blah 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 blah, everything's gonna be awesome, and you're opening Tuesday morning. I'm like, well, fuck
no, I'm not open.
There you go.
But yeah, but like, it became this thing where like people were like, oh, you know, I'm gonna have a better suit than you, I'm gonna do this and do that, and I just kind of sat there and I just take it. I was like, you can do all the talking.
Mm-hmm.
Do all the talking. Let's right. see, let's put your money where your mouth is. Let's sure. let's see it day of. And there are people that talked a big game and didn't even show up.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Talked a big game, didn't even show up.
It's like Joe Burrow boards a plane, but he goes back to Cincinnati, doesn't go to the Super Bowl. If you're going to say all these things, like, if
you lose by disqualification, you didn't even show up.
You're a pussy. Okay, providing, again, and let's caveat everything, because we have to caveat everything. Provided that nothing bad happened. Like, obviously, like, you know, you... some type of catastrophic event as to why you didn't show. You just didn't show because you decided at the end of the day, you really looked at your wardrobe, realized, one, off the rack does not work. Two, like, for this particular scenario, like, you're trying to outdo him. The Marshalls off the rack probably isn't going to do it. The dress shirt that also happens to have a tie and a pocket square in the same package, probably not going to do it. And so then you just decide not to show up. Like, why are you on the schedule next week? Because obviously, if you can't show up for this, you probably don't show up very well for your job either.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. But.
Oh, no, yeah, I would fire you.
But these same people,
mm-hmm.
you know, years after that, they're like, oh, you know, I'm going to wear this. It kind of went from, like, I'm going to try to one-up you to as, like, I'm going to wear nice stuff, too.
Good.
It's kind of like right. evolved into that. Now, we haven't had a holiday party in a while because of COVID and because of everything. It's been, like,
what,
that.
2-3 years?
Yeah.
2 years, yeah.
It's funny. I've actually, even though I didn't work for Stagehouse for like a length of time, they didn't have a holiday party around that time. So I never have technically missed a holiday party since I've been working there.
Nice. Loophole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I got a nice suit.
Mm-hmm.
I got a nice, you know, I actually had to... I had to get the pants, the inseam, corrected, because I bought a suit,
mm-hmm.
and it was like 34. I was like, okay, that's my waist.
Right.
But then the pant length was like 32.
Okay.
And I was like, I need these bad boys at 30 right now.
Oh, okay.
So it was funny. So I brought it to the one local cleaners. They do tailor mm-hmm. and everything yeah. like that. And I had to, you know, I had to play a little, you know, three-dimensional chess.
Okay.
Because I was like, I need these pants by Monday. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to tell them I need them by Monday.
Right.
So I was like, and this was Thursday.
Sure.
I had these pants. I was like, they're 32 length. I actually just need them at a 30 length. Would I be able
simple to... Simple hem. Yeah, nothing crazy.
Be able to do that? Oh, yeah. It was like, when can you have it by? I was like, would I be able to get them tomorrow?
Right.
Pay of course. Money.
Sure.
Well, not tomorrow, but like, it was like, tomorrow. I was like, well, what about Saturday? I was like, Saturday's perfect.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. I was like, well, what time Saturday? After 3. They're like, oh, no, you can come by anytime on Saturday. I was like, okay, so Saturday anytime. They're like, yeah. Okay. If I told them Monday, then it would like it'd be like, oh, you'll get them Wednesday.
Yep.
So it's like, let me.
Oh, when it comes to shit like that, absolutely. You always ask for a lot early, and you'll pay the extra money. That's fine.
Yeah. And I didn't have to pay the extra money. They're just like, yeah, we'll get it started. Although I'll be honest with you, they had me not sweating bullets because worst case scenario, I could have got them on Monday.
Right.
Because they would have been ready. Yeah, but I went there early Saturday. My pants weren't ready yet.
Right.
And they're like, oh, hey, I was like, hey, I'm here to pick up my pants, give my phone number and all that stuff. They're like, oh, you know, they're out getting pressed, this, that, and the other thing. I was like, okay. I was like, well, what time do you want to come back? I said, come back like 3:30. I was like, okay, back my mind. I was like, you told me I can come back any day.
Yeah.
Now you're telling me that I got to come back later?
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, did it? Everything worked out fine.
Right.
You're holding my pants for ransom right now.
Correct.
So I really can't, like,
yes.
I really can't give you the business because then next thing you know, oh, I don't know what happened.
Hey,
you
know, yeah.
You're like, I got no pants.
You're like, oh, so understand. Like, I walk in there, I'm not wearing pants. Like, all my other pants magically gone.
I know, right?
The only pair of pants I have right now being altered.
Still best dressed.
Yeah.
Just go in there with a suit top, no pants.
Yeah.
Just boxer briefs.
Just a very finely placed bow tie. I'm not going to say where, just a very finely placed bow tie, and I still have my job.
Yes. Like, he's not wearing any pants at the party.
Kevin didn't wear any pants at a party. You're like, I know, level up. You're like, but we're going to get fired. You're like, also correct.
Yes. So I got my pants, everything's fine.
Yeah. You're like, you know why I can get away with this? I'm like, because I picked the owner up off the floor in Atlantic City. Have you? No.
But I was like, all right, so
wait, pants, you got moish.
Yeah, so the pants are good, suit's good, everything is
nice, good,
where it needs to be. But yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm wearing a suit. And everyone's like, you really? I was like, yeah, I want to look nice. All the girls are going to look nice. Why can't the guys look nice?
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Yeah.
At least for me. And also, like, I am older than a lot of the people there.
No, yeah, not for nothing. Yeah, you walking in with a fucking, like, sweatsuit on, probably not the same way it's going to land for a 20-something who has no fucking idea. At this point in time, yes, you should have an idea.
Right. So that's on the agenda for, tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Tomorrow, go to Holiday Party. So the Stage House Tavern will be closed.
Yes.
Apologies. And I warned the Darby Road to be like, hey, by the way, we're not open on Monday.
Right.
Just in case.
You're welcome. Thanks for Super Bowl.
Well, it's funny because now I have, like, we have, like, relationships with, like, the people there. It's just like, by the way, we're not going to be open this afternoon because of a bar mitzvah. It's like, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, by the way, we're not going to be. So it's just like, we're just, it's like tennis. We're just serving each other. It's like, all right, let me send a return serve. It's like.
But within the service industry, that makes sense.
Yes.
To just be like, hey, just to let you know, you might want to have a couple extra cases on chill.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Ownership, yeah, I can understand that. But for the serving industry, like, no real reason to play against each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Especially when it's like, yes, it's a competition to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's enough of the pie to go around.
Absolutely.
There's enough of the pie to go
around. Considering the fact that there's, I mean, you guys are really it there.
Yeah.
At that point in time now.
Yeah, a couple of places here and there.
Are there still?
Small. Like, I mean,
on
not
park?
Not directly. Yeah. Maybe like one other place.
Okay.
And everything else is a little bit of a distance away.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. You know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No. Not at all. But yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. And yeah. Just obviously, you know, little get-togethers, functions, people, you know, just nice. Just word of advice, just nice. Regardless of whatever the situation may be. Trust me, the woman in your life will, or man in your life, whoever, you know, whoever it is, they're going to appreciate it.
And that's something, too, that I think was a little hidden message in there that you didn't necessarily say, which is also, if the women are going to dress nicely and you are looking to impress said women, match their energy.
I mean, listen, an LBD on a woman, yeah, sexy. You know what else? You know what's sexy? You know what the equivalent of that is for probably a woman? Nice suit.
Yeah.
On a man.
Yeah.
You know, that's all.
Or an iron shirt, depending upon how low your standards are. You know what I mean?
I mean, you don't want
to... properly fitting dress shirt.
Yeah, you don't want to go all, you know...
Hey, we're not telling you to be Icarus. We're not telling you to fly too close to the sun if that's right. Not what you've ever done before. Right. But, yeah, put a little bit of effort in, and they'll put 10 times more in.
Yeah. And she's going to love it.
Yeah.
She's going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I think we should probably get out of here.
Okay.
It's a good... good length of
nice way to wrap it up.
Yeah, it's a good little session that we had here. Okay. So yeah, let's wrap things up. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
It's a Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
And we'll see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.
Watch Power.